Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
E-D-I-S Radio.
You have to use so many cuss words.
The fuck are you talking about?
Get live from internet station TGIF.
This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to work. And although we did that for another intense technology wrangling session, we did it again. Minus Jared, who somehow ended up with even less hardware than he had on the last show. So he's going to be sitting this one out until he can wait for a week-long Amazon order to get to his house. So
a week is optimistic.
Yeah, I was trying to get some extra stuff just to have around here, and two out of the three technology things that I wanted got here in about 5 days, and then the third item is scheduled to get here April 21st, so I'm just going to abandon that plan altogether.
Yeah, it's probably an estimate of S2. So.
Yeah, so, man, I'm sure going to hope it comes earlier, but I really doubt it's going to happen. But,
yeah.
And yet, Bezos continues to make fuck tons of money.
Well, yeah, he'll still take your money regardless of whether or not he delivers a product.
Oh, yeah. No, he's going to be that guy who figures out how to, like, line his casket with not $1 bills, not $5 bills, but $100 bills. And
it's just
going to
be like a fiberglass coffin. Instead of using like the fabric sheets, you're just gonna use $100 bills with resin.
Nice.
That's exactly what it's gonna be. Yeah, and it's gonna be resin coated, and you know what he's gonna do? He will be cremated inside of that money lined coffin, because fuck you, it's time to burn money because I'm dead.
I actually heard an interesting theory when it comes to Jeff Bezos' death.
Ooh, give me.
Actually, or why he suddenly is all interested in, like, you know, taking care of the environment and the world and solving all these different problems and that kind of stuff, is because he has so much money that he's figured out a way to basically continue living beyond a mortal existence, whether that's through cloning or uploading himself to a computer or whatever. He has one of those healing machine things from Elysium.
Oh, and fuck, so, that is evil thoughts.
And so he wants to continue to, you know, make the world a better place, because he doesn't want the world to basically be a serious fucked up place in the next 300 years, because he wants to continue to enjoy it.
Yeah, why not change the world around you to better set it up for your immortal lifestyle? It makes a lot of sense, really.
Or a vampire.
Vampire theory.
He's basically Lex Luthor, or he's a scar away from being a James Bond villain.
Yeah, because when you think about it, have you ever really seen a bald vampire? I can't think of one off the
top
of my head. Oh, Peter is bald. You're right. So they are out there.
They're out there. They're just ancient.
Chance, yeah, there is that chance he is a vampire. Never discount that possibility.
Yeah.
Let's see. So they figured out I don't have to go to work all week anymore.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I get a couple days where I have to be in the office, and then there's going to be a couple days where I work at home, and then I switch every other Friday.
Okay.
So sometimes I'll just be able to stay in my jammies and continue to be in my jammies as I do the show, or I have to trudge all the way over there and do the usual routine. I swear to God, that I can count the amount of people on my floor of the building on one hand. There's me, one other person in accounting, maybe like one engineer, maybe one guy in production control, and the end. That's it. It's a goddamn ghost town around here. And I don't want to make this entire show about the COVID-19, but you gotta sprinkle in current event updates about it every once in a while, because
it's a pandemic, and this is history in the making.
Ooh, we're recording history. What else should we falsely record about history? let's see. Contractors of the virus are able to glow in the dark at will. That's pretty cool.
They can't smell or taste.
That's a real one, yeah.
I would say, yeah, that actually is real. We don't know if they glow in the dark or not. We're not allowed to even...
They're in quarantine. How can we know?
It's right? True, yeah.
They don't want the truth getting out.
They don't want it to get out.
Boy, I would hate to contract that and then glow in the dark, and then in the future get mistaken for a CIA agent. There's a chance that'll happen. Do you know that trope? Not really a trope. It's a meme at its most basic level.
What's that?
That CIA agents glow in the dark?
No, I've never heard that one. That's a different one.
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's there's an extra word thrown in there that I don't think I'll toss in for fear of retaliation, but I'll give you a hint. It starts with the same letter that the word Netflix starts with.
Okay.
And CIA Netflix is glow in the dark. How about that?
Okay.
That should be a big hint.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
It's a very underground thing. It's not going to make sense to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we can try. That's all we can really do here. Let's see. We can't see each other, which is we discussed it a little bit last week. It's a new development. So, I'm not going to ask what you're wearing. I'm going to ask what you're drinking.
Actually, I don't have anything to drink right now.
Your stockpile ran out.
Yeah, I didn't really have much of a stockpile to begin with because I'm trying not to keep too much in the house. So
gotcha. Okay, makes sense.
And I've been trying to find reasons not to go to the store because we have plenty of other food, but we're starting to run out of some essentials. So I might have to make a run.
You're absolutely right. Do not go to the fucking store right now. It's the worst petri dish you could walk into.
Well, that and then probably the lines outside the stores are probably worse. Because a lot of stores like Winco and Costco, you actually have to stand in line outside the store to wait to get into the store because they're only allowing like 50 people in the store at once.
I haven't experienced that too much. The only store I've had to go into is the Fred Meyer that's right by my work. And yeah. I've experienced no lines. They basically just only have self-checkout open.
Mm.
And the wait times are very short. That's although it's... It seems way longer when you're wearing a pair of rubber gloves and an N95 mask.
Yeah.
Which, did you happen to get your hands on one of those?
Therese took a couple masks, brought a couple masks home from work.
Nice. Good job.
So, yeah. We have.
Is she in the room by chance?
No, she actually had to go in and work an extra day today. They were really, really, really short-staffed, so.
Well, yeah, I actually, have you been following her coworker puppy saga?
Yes.
I was watching from the sidelines for about 3 days and I finally threw my 2 cents in after not tweeting for about 2 years.
I was very much of the proponent of basically throwing out their picks or it didn't happen, basically.
That's absolutely what it is. Like, if you got a pregnant dog, why would you not take pictures of the entire process from conception to birth?
Or like, just take a picture of some little puppies and send it to me with, you know, some sort of a timestamp and or face in it. So that way you can prove that it's you.
I need a picture of you holding up at least one puppy with your face in it and a photo of today's newspaper.
Yeah, I was going to say date and time works too, but yeah, some sort of timestamp.
Nobody does the today's newspaper thing anymore. I think that's going to get
brought back. No, because nobody buys newspapers. I'm not going to put... First of all, I'm not going to round up like $2 in quarters to stuff into a machine and potentially get mugged by a hobo in order to get a piece of antiquated media that's already out of date by the time I get it.
Not even for the sake of a joke?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right. Because I figured I would spend $2 for it. Are newspapers really $2?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
Fuck, dude. I remember when this isn't saying much for people that are older than me, but I remember when newspapers were $1.25.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Sunday papers are up to like $3 now.
And the only reason for that is because of the extra ads and the comics, I think, isn't that it?
It's like 85% ads, 10% comics, and then 5% recycled garbage because they didn't want to have to work through the weekend.
Yeah, but that's where all like the good coupons that you can clip out are, apparently.
Same with the internet.
Oh, man, internet coupons. Can you imagine clipping out an internet coupon? Like, how low your life must have sunken in order to do that?
Yes, to clip it out of the fabric of the internet.
I mean, well, whoa, shit. If you're clipping internet fabric, first of all, be careful. You clip the wrong thing, you may drop Netflix down to 480p for everyone in the world. Oh, wait. Actually, I don't think I've experienced that very much. Just to record this for future generations, I don't know if we mentioned it, but At least for Europe, I don't know if it's been worldwide, Netflix has been throttled to 480p, which if you don't know what that is, kids, it's like, I'm sure you've got computers in your eyeballs by now, so it's like the size of a dime. And if you don't know what a dime is, go outside, try to find the smallest rock you can, and imagine that as your size comparison scale thing. Lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I haven't really noticed any throttling of, or at least any major downgrades in picture quality from what I've watched on Netflix recently. But then again, I haven't been watching a ton of Netflix. I've been watching other streaming platforms, mostly.
Oh, okay. I think the ISPs have been doing some really clever load balancing.
Yeah, probably.
I wish I knew what it was like behind the scenes, but at the same time, I don't.
You get depressed.
Well, here's how I think of it. The job that I'm in right now, it's cool, and I like it, and I get to work on things that I enjoy, and I tinker a little bit. The biggest detriment has got to be some of the end users, but I can deal with it for the reward of being able to tinker with all my usual shit. If I were to work at an ISP, all the end users would be gone.
Yeah.
Because I would probably be like a gremlin working in the back room trying to just keep shit working.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is also the biggest problem. When things are breaking down in horrible ways, you are the first line of defense, and that has got to be a lot of stress on your mind. So, I don't know, but the users are gone. It's a tough call.
Who else are you going to fight for?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Can I really fight for the users if I don't know the pain that they're experiencing? I don't know.
I mean, do the programs in Tron know the pain that the users are experiencing? Isn't that Tron's whole line? Is that I fight for the users or whatever? It's been a long time since I've seen the original Tron.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time for me, too. But if we're going with the line of thinking of can the programs feel the pain of the users, I'm going to vote no.
Yeah. Well, you actually have to have a physical form to feel pain, wouldn't you?
To feel pain, yeah. But to maybe, think about pain and conceptualize it? Not necessarily. I mean, those guys were pretty smart programs. They had frisbees.
That's fair, yes.
They had frisbees and hats? That's a pretty advanced program.
Yeah.
If only I can make a program that good. That could have a fashion sense and the ability to play a sport.
Makes the whole world black and white and hand-colored.
God damn, that's some serious power.
Yeah. I think they actually used a computer to colorize parts of it, which part of actually why that movie actually got disqualified for best special effects was because the Academy considered using computers to be cheating.
I remember. Yeah. And that was the last year that they considered that. Like, had they redacted that rule a couple weeks before the awards, they would have sweeped the Oscars. But no, the Academy fucked them.
Well, it's the same reason why, you know, for a while it used to be like, oh, your movie has to be released in an actual physical theater to be considered for awards. So those dirty Netflix movies don't count.
Dirty Netflix. You make it sound like Skinamax.
Well, I'm picturing this.
Are they not?
I mean, I'm sure Netflix has some garbage out there, too, but
they also have good stuff.
They do. Actually,
I'm wondering if Netflix is going to get to the point where they actually do become kind of like Cinemax, where during the day, you can't find any of the nudie pictures, but if you go on a web browser and you turn on a certain option for your account and you wait until after 10 p.m., there's a whole new channel to look at on there.
Well, that really only works if you can somehow lock down the time, or if you're basing it off of the time of the device, or basically how do you determine what time it is? Because you use a VPN and you're sitting there at 1:30 in the afternoon and your VPN says it's 2 a.m.
That's a good point. I think the way you work around that is you don't base what time it is off of... shit. See, now I'm like... Okay, this is a pure devil's advocate thing.
Mm-hmm.
In that I would not... I want the users to control everything, but what I'm about to say would be pulling control away from the users. The way you determine what time it is not by what the user owns. You base it off of the closest servicing node that Netflix is using to send that video feed to you. And whatever that node thinks it, the time is, that's how it decides when to flip on the Skinemax channel.
Hmm. Or you have to set like your account into a certain time zone, and then it's just set to that, you know, when you first set up your account. So it's like, if you're set to Pacific time zone, it always knows what time Pacific time zone is, regardless of what your internet connection says.
Yeah, maybe something like that. It'd probably be like, do you know what DVD regions are?
Yeah, basically the same concept.
Yeah, and actually, you can, so for people out there who don't know, you can like set DVD players to work in certain country modes to accommodate types of DVDs out there. They write them differently based on your country. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of drives, you can change this region, but only a certain amount of times, and usually it's like five. And once you hit that five limit, there's like a hardware lock on that drive. It doesn't matter if you reinstall your operating system or move it to another computer. You can, after those five times, you can never change that region code again.
Huh.
I don't know how they do it. It's spooky.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it, I mean, it just probably just keeps a log in the system when you do it, because obviously they have at least some sort of memory in them. So.
Yeah, tiny little, like system on a chip kind of thing. Eight kilobytes, some bullshit.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything complex. It just needs to basically have a play function, interface.
You know, something with reticulated splines and extra pylons. More pylons than a normal device would have, you see.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm glad you did that, because if you didn't, nobody listening to the show would believe me.
Should I have challenged that and actually, you know, had you prove that you actually know what you're talking about? You're not just reciting random garbage.
You should.
Well, I invite you to do that when you can, just to see how far I can extrapolate my lies.
But then it would further point out the fact that I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about either. So
that's a risk you got to be willing to take, man, if you're going to challenge me on this floor.
Yeah.
The floor of internet technologies. Man, what a big floor that is.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got my wife sitting over here with me. She's being pretty quiet. You all right?
Yeah, sorry. You guys are just going off and I'm just listening.
No, it's okay. We're just checking on you.
Also, I got a stain on my Zip-Up hoodie and I'm really mad, so I started a load of laundry.
Oh,
I need that's to check ours too, actually.
That's what I was doing. You're welcome.
Hey, reminders all around for house chores. That's great.
Henry decided to grab and flip Teresa's entire bowl of oatmeal with a bunch of blueberries in it all over his face and the bed. So,
the
bed! Oh, fuck!
Yeah. Basically, Teresa set her oatmeal down and Henry was kind of taking a nap. So Teresa was like, okay, I can walk away for a minute to go to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden, we hear this clink, clink, clang, and then him just starting to whine and freak out. Now he grabbed like the spoon, pulled it down, basically turned it into an oatmeal catapult into his face.
Yeah.
And then knocked the bowl over. And so, yeah, there was just stuff everywhere. But looks like most of the stains came out, I think.
And let me guess, that was less than 3 hours ago?
No, actually, that was this morning. That was at like 10.
Oh, okay. It seemed so fresh in your mind. I assumed it was much sooner.
No, it's in the dryer and I forgot to take it out and check, make sure it came out, whether I needed to run it through a second time.
Okay, well,
no, exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah, riveting. Well, I'm glad we reminded you.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. So are you guys going nuts from isolation yet? Starting to get weird and jittery?
Not really.
Or are you preferring this?
A little bit.
You a little bit, but I don't know. I've been doing pretty much the same routine I have been this whole time, which...
Yeah, I hear you. My day-to-day isn't really all that different other than I take more breaks to... You know, hold Henry for a minute or two, or
are you working from home?
Yeah,
that's cool. Renee's still working at the office, so that's why his isn't different.
Yeah. No, I told him a little bit about my schedule, and yeah, that's actually the biggest change I've been working with is just the stuff at work. We banned anybody from approaching my cubicle for fear of them breathing on me. Everyone has to wear a mandatory badge that it says reminder, stay 6 feet away.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. Oh, I wish Jared was here for this. We'll have to tell him later. Okay. So you know how everybody's been calling that 6 foot thing? It's social distancing. You've heard that term bandied about. Mm-hmm. Okay. I knew all the way back in like the beginning of March, when this was first starting to come forward, that the term social distancing was stupid.
It is stupid.
I couldn't really figure out why. There was just something wrong with it. And a couple days ago, I figured it out. Here's what it is. What we are doing is not social distancing. It's physical distancing. Think about it. Physical distancing. Social distancing implies you don't have communicative contact with anybody. Not virtually, not in person, nothing. Physical distancing steps that down a little bit. It means physically you are distant, but you are still social. Are we not being social right now through this show?
Yeah, I'd say so. That makes sense. But that's probably a higher concept than most random people. You got to remember, you got to dumb this down to the base level of humanity and make them understand it. Because they're probably the ones who are most likely to go around and spread it to other people.
You know, you are absolutely right about that, and I had kind of a little bit of a revelation about this. What really matters is knowing that I am right. That really is enough for me.
That is the most important thing to you.
It is true. Man, you know me so good. So, everyone out there listening to this show, all 200 of our maybe real listeners, see if you can drop that in there. Man, social distancing is stupid. I think we should call it physical distancing. But don't tell them I said it, okay? I just want to see if we can spread this around a little. Make the magic happen, the meme magic.
But make sure you're saying this to other people through things like text or Skype or a can with at least 6 feet of string between it or something. Don't actually be, you know, talking to other people in front of them unless they're like a significant other.
Yeah. No, it's
keep
so
the fuck
weird
away from people.
We've been doing this for so long that when I watch something on TV and I watch a guy, like somebody hugs someone or someone shakes hands, I go like, wait, no, what are you? Oh, right. It's on TV. Shit. That's, I gotta step it back a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like I can, like, whenever people speak, I swear to God, I can see like droplets of spit flying out of their mouth. Cause you know, it's happening. It's just microscopic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, all this isolation is maybe want to go dig through a bunch of like horror movies or thrillers, that kind of stuff. But people like people you can't trust or you can't trust what's going on, something like The Thing or something like that, where you never know who's infected and who's going to get it next. And so you got to basically live in this fear and paranoia.
John Carpenter's this. I read, for some reason, I was reading the Wikipedia article for that a few weeks ago. And somewhere in the reception section of that, they said that people were confused during test screenings.
Yeah.
And there was a direct quote from an audience member who asked John Carpenter, so who was the thing at the end? And he says, well, it's really up to you. And the audience member says, oh, I hate that.
Which, well, people don't associate horror or science fiction with being particularly heady, intelligent things that you actually have to think about what you see.
It was a new concept at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard Lucy. Does she want to be on the show?
No, she's downstairs probably barking at a cat walking through the backyard or something. I'm just going to ignore her.
Cat in backyard or leaf blowing by or her own fart.
Who knows?
Those are things I'm used to dogs barking about.
She's getting a little goofy with being pent up, too, so.
Oh, yeah, she can't go to the dog park at all, huh?
I mean, there's some places that we can take her where she can go run around where you're basically just in the woods and not dealing with other people at all, so that's kind of nice. Okay. That's mostly what we've been doing, so.
That's cool. Yeah, I just really hope this doesn't turn into a thing like, we already said that people glow in the dark after contracting this, but, like a month from now, previous contractors of disease have eyes glaze over, develop taste for human flesh. Etc.
Yeah.
Because we don't really know shit about it.
Are we just waiting for the corona zombies to show up now?
Kind of, yeah. It makes me wish I had a few more weapons. I can only do so much with 3 knives and a tube of pepper spray.
I mean, you can stick one of those knives on the end of a stick and make a spear. I mean, that's like something out of Castaway or something like that. At least it gives you some reach.
Yeah, I got a pretty good knife for that. I'll see what I can do.
Just lash it to it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Lashings. Those were like... All right. You knew I was a Boy Scout, right?
Uh-huh.
I say was, but yeah, no, that was a poor choice of words.
You are a Boy Scout.
Yeah, bro, Boy Scout for life. So, let me see. Knots was, that may be one of the top five things you think of when you hear the term Boy Scout is, oh, those kids tie knots all the time. I gotta tell you, I was pretty crummy at knots. Like, I would hang on to how to tie a certain knot for maybe a week or two.
Long enough to get the badge.
Yeah, and then once I got the badge, it just fell right out of my brain. Couldn't really, yeah. You give me the knot name, I could not really tie it for you. But lashes.
You could not tie it? Sorry,
I got myself. It's okay. No. Don't you ever apologize for puns that beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay? All right. But lashings, those are like really useful knots times 10. You're taking giant sticks and you're sticking them together. You put knives on the ends of sticks. You're making teepees with these lashings. You're making the stands that the rotisserie thing goes on when you want to roast an entire pig. That's what you use lashings for. Those were cool.
Yeah. Dealing with people that you don't care for, just tie them to a tree. No.
Nice.
That's you use lashings for that too.
Yeah.
You may also equate lashings with whippings. It's not quite the same thing, but you can make some very simple knots to make something to lash someone with. It doesn't take much to make a cat of nine tails. Do I hear Henry hitting the microphone stand?
Slightly. He woke up from a nap, so he was just like, okay. What's going on?
He's got to go, man. Henry, you got some choice words for us?
Nah, he's eating. He's good.
Okay. He'll have plenty to say in a couple of years.
Is Trace working?
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah, she's working until sometime between 10 and 11, so.
Cool.
Yeah, we're definitely going to need a coworker puppy update.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. She's wanting it too, so that'll be funny.
Yes, we hear you. I'm pretty sure that got picked up in the recording. I kind of hope so.
It totally did.
Oh yeah, I had to. But yeah, don't go fucking store, you guys. That's a point we made a while ago. But I'll tell you what I've been doing when I go to the store. Like I'm really glad that I started this sardine habit about a year ago, because those may be one of the safest foods to eat right now.
Box of Twinkies. You gotta go get the Twinkies though, I guess.
You do have to go like. Yeah, outside and get them. That's kind of weird. It's weird right now. And as far as safe foods, yeah, I guess they're packaged safely, but the nutritional value in a Twinkie is definitely not safe.
True. It's actually funny. Yeah. I saw a little thing Zombieland is completely unwatchable now is because, you know, when they're going through the grocery store, there's like an end cap at the end of it, which is just completely full of paper towels and toilet paper, and everything else is all just completely wiped out. And so Space Point now is like, yeah, no, there's no way that this apocalypse happened, you know, and that people wouldn't have grabbed all of that because we see that happening now.
Yeah.
That's still pretty much one of the hardest things to find right now is toilet paper.
We haven't really had a need to search, actually.
No, we're trying to stay pretty well stocked.
You need a couple rolls to spare. In the event of emergency, I may be able to airdrop some toilet paper to you.
I mean, we got plenty. We also have like 80 trillion packages of baby wipes, so
Oh, perfect. Nice.
And worst comes to worst, I mean, you can always just do like a turkey baster and turn it into a makeshift bidet. Or do as the Romans did, just put a sponge on a stick and dip it into the pot, scrub, and then put it away or pass it down the line.
Gross.
Yeah,
you don't have like
even
a
Henry
dedicated...
doesn't like that.
Say easily. That's it's tetanus applied directly to the ass.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, dip it in the latrine water, scrub, and then pass it to the guy next to you in the trench. And that's how the Romans wiped their butts in the military.
Oh, in the military, not necessarily
the Roman
the
legion,
civilian
that's what
way.
The legionaries did to keep their butts clean.
What did the civilians do then?
I don't know, actually.
Okay. I imagine it's something similar. Either that or they enslaved someone from another nation to figure out how to wipe their butt, and they never learned what tool they used. Something like that.
That's where the secret of the, shells are.
The secret of the three shells? It comes all the way from the Romans. Wow. Yes. Shit. That very well could be true. It's like, when they burned down the Library of Alexandria, they lost the recipe for concrete for like 150 years, and then they just had to rediscover it.
Mm-hmm. Or like how we still don't really know the true makeup of true Damascus steel.
We don't?
Uh-uh. What's currently marketed as Damascus steel is just folded couple different types of steel folded together into a aesthetically pleasing way, but it's completely different than what actual Damascus steel was in ancient times. That's so renowned as being one of the best steels ever, period.
So what we're calling... So original Damascus steel was probably an alloy of some kind, but what we know is Damascus steel today is just clever folding?
Yeah, it's basically, it's called pattern welding. It's basically taking a couple different rods of a couple different metals, and usually it's some sort of stainless and some sort of carbon steel is the most common nowadays, and then heating them up and folding them together so that way you can actually get kind of benefits of both, and also gets a really pretty look.
Okay.
I mean, modern Damascus can be really, really good steels because you can make them with some really high quality materials, but
it's not... basically swords only, right?
No, I mean, you can make swords, knives, axes, whatever type of metal stuff you would do, but oftentimes
basically weaponry only.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to prioritize resources in the ancient world, you got to have good weapons.
Yeah, but we're living in the age of excess now, so I want a Damascus steel spoon, please.
I mean, that probably is a thing. I mean, not, like, true, but the modern equivalent, yeah, I bet. Give me one second.
Henry Intervent? Oh, yes, you are researching. Spoon. You know, I can research, too, but I'm sure a lot slower than you because I'm using hardware from 2011.
Yeah.
Yes, it is an abysmal state of hardware, yeah. Henry.
Here we go. We got a Damascus spoon, knife, and fork set on Etsy for
$89. $89. Wow. Oh, well, okay, that's better than 100, so I'll take it. Can you order that for me, please? Just charge it to the show account.
Yeah, it's coming from Pakistan, so it might take a little while to get here.
Jesus.
Okay. Wow. Which is it's still like what, 300 miles removed from wherever the hell Damascus is?
Yeah, Damascus would be basically in modern day Jordan, I believe.
Oh yeah, because Damascus doesn't exist anymore.
It does, I think.
Wait a minute, capital of Syria. Oh, okay, say, yeah. So it does.
I mean, that's right. It's Syria, not Jordan. Couldn't remember. I know it was one of the cities around the Crusades time where it was another one of those big ones. Super ancient city.
Let me see. You just started clipping in and out a little. I wonder if it's because I tried to Google something. Can you give me some test audio?
Hello, what's going on?
That sounds better. Okay, I guess I'm just, okay. I can't Google anything.
That's interesting.
You are the true research man. Well, it's just because of the hardware I'm running on. I have no choice.
I guess, yeah.
Let me try and close out some... I don't need this terminal running. Let's go for that. All right. Maybe it's working. I don't know. Fuck. Once again, this show continues to be a giant experiment.
Yeah.
A cool experiment.
So... It is working pretty well.
Hey, Henry.
Do they make baby headphones?
I know they make baby earmuffs.
So they gotta make baby headphones, obviously. Like they're just only good for 6 months at a time.
Yeah. So
how fast do heads grow anyway?
It's growing pretty good. I mean, I don't know. I have a sample size of one to compare, so.
Well, yeah, do you take that weird measuring tool that looks like a giant claw and you put it on either side of his head? You do that, like, at least once a week? Oh, well, you should be. You gotta track that head growth.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could also just use a piece of string and wrap it around. That's how you measure for a hat, so.
Yeah, I suppose. But I like it when most measuring devices involve giant claws. So, focus on the claw here.
Needs to be.
Yes, exactly. I want overkill measuring tools. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you doing more Damascus research? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was randomly just figuring out how old Damascus, or the city of Damascus was, and it's very old.
400 years old.
Well, it definitely existed in the Bronze Age before the Sea Peoples came and caused part of the end of it, but...
The Sea Peoples, like the Atlanteans?
I don't know about that, but that is actually one of the random theories, is because nobody knows who the Sea Peoples were. I know this is not exactly the way you thought the show was going to go. It was a random history lesson, but...
No, man, gimme. I want to know about the mystery sea people, which are totally the Atlanteans. Don't let anyone tell you
peoples,
different.
The sea peoples... 1200 BC...
And is that the correct grammatical formatting of that? Sea peoples?
Yeah, that's what the Wikipedia article is called.
Okay, shit. So
the thing is, the Sea Peoples are a purported seafaring confederation that attacked ancient Egypt and other regions of the Eastern Mediterranean during the late Bronze Age collapse from about 1200 to 900 BCE.
Ages ago, damn.
Just reading through all of them. Sea Peoples remain unidentified in the eyes of most modern scholars, and the hypothesis regarding the origin of various groups is the source of much speculation. Theories are some sort of Aegean Greek tribes, raiders from Central Europe who turned to be pirates, and I think Atlantis is one of the random, like, far less believed theories that they
you can't ever let the Atlantis theory die, though. I mean, what's ever disproven it, really?
Yeah, I mean, I want to say there was one of the Greek philosophers actually mentioned Atlantis at one point.
Probably Plato. I think he was one of the more zany guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Plato.
Oh, shit! Woo! Out of my ass, that came. All right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I gotta throw this one in for my parents. You ever heard of Plato? Aristotle? Socrates? Morons.
Socrates?
Oh, yeah, it's under Socrates. Never forget that. All right, well, I really hope we figure out who the hell the Sea Peoples are. I mean...
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting.
I want to know what they think about being called Sea Peoples.
Yeah. Basically, like Greek Vikings or something of the sort, but also, like, you know, 1,500 years before there were Vikings.
They were probably the inspiration for Waterworld. Just wait, yeah, we're going to find out. We're going to find out that the Sea Peoples are kind of like vampires. They live for a super long time, and they've been living among us for a while. And they tried to do with Waterworld what Scientology tried to do with Battlefield Earth. Is that what that was called?
So is Kevin Costner one of the Sea People?
He either
obviously they're
going
to put their own people into it, like Battlefield Earth.
Of course, yeah. Well, either Kevin Costner is a Sea People, which is really likely if we're going to draw that Battlefield Earth parallel, mm-hmm. or he's just a representative of the Sea People to see how receptive the world would be to them presenting themselves once again. And then Waterworld got like a 4.0 on IMDb, and then the Sea Peoples were like, nah, this world doesn't want us, and now they're never going to show their faces again.
Yeah.
Which... Hey, any Sea Peoples listening out there, I believe you guys. Come on over. Let's do an interview.
It's got a 6.2 on IMDb.
Oh, okay. I really lowballed that. I've never seen Waterworld, but I do want to.
Yeah, I kind of do too. I haven't seen it. Yeah, it's got obviously Kevin Costner and...
Julie Andrews, Kevin Bacon, and Ving Rhames.
No, this sounds like you're listing some other movie. Pretty much any other movie of the 90s has at least one of those people in it.
I really doubt the people that I named were in any movies together. And if they were, I need to watch that immediately.
Right. It's like Teresa and I were just talking about that the other night about Outbreak, which is on Netflix if you want to have fun with the current events and watching movies.
Ooh, here we go. Okay.
I mean, that one's more Ebola than... Coronavirus. Coronavirus would be more watching Contagion.
Is Contagion the one, Dustin Hoffman one and the monkeys?
No, that's Outbreak.
That is Outbreak.
Is the one with Matt Damon and Jude Law and Marion Cotillard and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay, so I've seen Contagion, not Outbreak.
Yeah, no, you should watch Outbreak because it's a great 90s movie. It's got Dustin Hoffman, Morgan Freeman, Cuba Gooding Jr. It's got Kevin Spacey. Who else is in this?
Good cast so far.
Yeah. Let me just pull it up real quick. I'm drawing blank on more people, but
Those names were enough for me. I think I think I'm sold.
Rene
on this.
Russo is the female lead in it.
What? I'm in this movie.
Donald Sutherland is like the main bad guy.
Nice.
Ooh, as a bad guy, I don't. Yeah. That's pretty neat.
I like him. He has a cute butt.
Oh yes, we've seen his butt. Not in real life, of course. It's an Animal House. If you've ever seen it.
Long time ago. So
what?
Be on the lookout for Donald Sutherland's butt.
Okay.
And can you believe he produced Kiefer?
No.
No, actually, I don't.
Is he still alive?
Kiefer or Donald?
Kiefer.
Yeah,
he was on one of the, I think not this most recent season of the Grand Tour, but the one beforehand, he went around their track and whatnot. And he apparently has like four middle names or something like that. Because he was jokingly saying it's because his dad owed a lot of people a lot of favors. And so it's like, oh yeah, only my firstborn child after you. And so that's why he has like five middle names.
Ah, nice. There you go.
Donald is still alive too, right?
Yeah, he's got to be. He was playing Emperor Snow in Hunger Games like 2 years ago.
That's right.
So I think we would have heard if he died. did I call him Emperor Snow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's still accurate.
Did you read those books?
Did I read some of them?
Books?
I think I read the first two.
What about you, Drew?
I read all three of them in like a month, right around the same time the first movie came out, because my sister really wanted to see it and whatnot. So I'm like, okay, I'll read the book first because I don't like having the movie spoil the book. So I read the first book and I was like, well, that took me like 3 days, so I might as well finish the rest of the series.
Nice.
And then you just ended up on the other side of the coin, where after you read the book, you watch the movie and realize, shit.
Yeah, and then I went and I was like, wow, Arnold Schwarzenegger did this way better in the 80s called The Running Man.
Oh, shit.
Running Man is basically just The Hunger Games with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it's way more awesome.
Is he still killing teens?
No, it's almost like if The Hunger Games and the World Wrestling Federation combined.
Oh, all right. I can watch that. Anybody from
future.
The World Wrestling Federation actually show up in that movie, or is this just purely an analogy?
Because
I would really like to see Arnie go at it against Dwayne. Or, I know John Cena is a different era, but that would still probably be a good fight if it were real.
Yeah, let's see. It's got Mick Fleetwood in it. It's got Jesse
Who
Ventura.
Who the hell is that?
Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac.
Is that really him?
Yeah, he's in it.
Okay.
It's got Jesse Ventura in it.
I know who that is. That's right, we do hate Jesse Ventura. He's spot on with that.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of big names that I can recognize in this, but it's a fun, stupid watch, but...
Well, he agrees it's stupid.
I mean, that being said, it's definitely better than The Hunger Games because it did the same idea in 1987, so...
Yeah, anything that came first is automatically better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, that movie was set last year. In the year 2019.
No, shit, really?
A totalitarian state where the favorite television program is The Running Man, a game show in which prisoners must run to freedom to avoid a brutal death. Having been made a scapegoat by the government, an imprisoned Ben Richards, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, has the opportunity to make it back to the outside again by being a contestant on the deadly show, although the twisted host, Damian Killian, has no intention of letting him escape. That's the synopsis.
Man, why couldn't we add that future, huh?
Alright. That sounds so much better.
I don't know if it's better, but it's a bit more interesting than just staying in your fucking house all day. You get to watch a guy on TV try and run away from prison. That sounds kind of cool. We don't have anything that right now.
The main villain is the guy who was the host for Family Feud.
Richard Dawson. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The original host.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can picture. I mean, he's got like big gray hair, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, big gray hair, and then I think after him was Steve Harvey, or maybe one other guy before Steve Harvey. And then I think someone's replaced Steve Harvey, right?
I don't know. I don't really watch too much of that stuff, so I couldn't tell you for certain.
Okay, I do have a theory that if Steve Harvey did get replaced on that show, I think the other half of Drew Carey's body weight from Price is Right, the body weight that he lost manifested itself in an entirely new game show host, and now that guy is hosting Family Feud.
Okay, so it's just like a almost kind of like a Drew Carey Horcrux or something.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. Drew Carey Horcrux. Yeah, but what is it? That's true. Horcruxes can put themselves into people. This is kind of a more unique thing, though, because, like, instead of the soul being embedded in a currently existing human like Harry Potter, it just manifested into a completely different human being, which I think is a bit more rare.
Maybe you put a piece of a soul into a wax statue of Drew Carey.
Oh, that's pretty good. And the only way you can tell the difference is if you hold a candle up to his face and it starts to drip a little bit. No one's ever going to know. That's a good way to hide a Horcrux. If yeah. I had to hide a Horcrux in something, what would I hide it in? I would probably... would it be a bad idea to keep the Horcrux on your person?
That defeats the point of having something that is meant to keep you immortal where you can be destroyed.
Well,
you gotta send a bunch of teenagers on a epic treasure hunt quest over the course of 2 through 7. So yeah, over the course of 5.5 years.
Man, what do you take me for? I ain't hiring no teens.
No, they're the ones who are going to want to destroy you, because a 12-year-old's going to stab and kill the first one, and then, you know, because he has a vendetta because you killed his parents and tried to kill him.
I think with the caliber of today's teens, I think I'll be pretty safe from a plot that they try and throw together.
Fair enough.
I mean, let me see. Because I was thinking, if I'm putting a Horcrux in something, why not keep it on my person so that, like, when danger does start approaching, I can just stash it somewhere really quick.
Now, and you gotta start, like, your own, like, Etsy shop that sells some sort of bespoke type of thing, so that way each thing you send out is another little piece of your soul, so that way they're just all over, everywhere.
Ooh, that is a good idea. So, do you think, I bet, like, Horcrux technology was just really primitive when Voldemort was doing it, and he was only allowed to do it 7 times? Yeah, that's way back then. Like, shit, like, computers were filling up rooms and whatever the fuck. So, now that we've gotten way better at Horcruxes, I bet I can just take off little tiny pieces of the soul and, yeah, do it Etsy style. Put them in earrings and whatever the hell people are buying on Etsy now, like salami plates.
Whatever, yeah.
Salami plates?
I'm sure that's something they're making on Etsy and selling for way too much money, like $35.
A plate for salami?
No, it's a plate made out of salami. Yeah. Yeah, you just take the salami, you take like a hard salami from a shop, you know?
Carve it down?
And you carve it down to plate shape, and then you just leave it in the sun for like a week, and then you can never eat it. You can never break it.
I want to eat the salami plate, though.
Don't. No, you can't. It's been in the sun for a week. It can't be done. So you just ship it out to some poor fucker who gave you $36 on Etsy plus $5.95 shipping, and you never see it again.
Etsy has done a real big push for free shipping, so it would be free.
Because of the COVID thing?
No.
Oh.
This is a push a couple months ago.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
You can get little Barbie dollhouse miniature salami plates for $20 on Etsy.
Are you looking?
Yes. I went on to Etsy and searched salami plate.
Oh, thank you so much for doing this research. I don't have the ability.
Little like felt pads that look like pieces of salami. They're only $4 or $4.51 for 3 of them.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah. It's from Germany, so you know there's just some little old German woman who's just stitching little things of salami out of felt.
Nice.
Oh yeah, in former East Germany too, I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and speaking of buying things and overpriced items and whatever, because of the whole COVID thing, there have been a lot of deals that have been getting bandied about. I urge everyone listening to take advantage of them as much as you can, because when are you going to get the chance like this again? It's just very weird that everybody's concerned about, oh, the economy's going to shut down. We had the worst Dow opening ever. And then all these things are, like, giving away free shit. I mean, the service that we're doing right now for the show, they're letting us use this unlimited version of it until July. Because they don't know when the hell... That's not bad at all, because they don't know when the hell this thing's going to end. So I'm just taking advantage of this as much as I can, and I got plans to ditch it as soon as that plan's over. Pluralsight, they've made lessons free for a whole month. I'm sure there's other shit out there that I can't name, but those are two big ones that I know off the top of my head. So just find all those deals you can and maybe push that economy around a little bit more. See, I mean, because it's their own fault for putting these deals out there. Just grab everything you can.
Yeah. Actually, I think I saw another thing that the Seattle Symphony or whatever actually was going to, like, live stream some of their performances instead of having people pay to come see them in, like, a performance hall. They're just going to live stream it so anybody who wants to can watch it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought which that was kind of cool.
Which symphony was this again? I kind of broke up.
Seattle.
Okay. Well, we'll have to be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Broadcasts. And let's see here, pulling this up, take a look at it. SeattleSymphony.org. Yeah, it's just SeattleSymphony.org/live. And looks like they're doing basically Saturday at 8:30 p.m. and then Sunday at 4 p.m. And then a family programming one tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. So, yeah, they're doing like three different things a weekend.
The family one's at 8:30 because the other two are dirty shows, right?
Maybe.
Dirty Symphony?
Dirty Symphony? It's a nude symphony.
The full Monty.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? It's like, everybody that's playing an instrument is completely nude. But the most shocking thing is the conductor, because he is also nude, minus bow tie. That must always be worn. And imagine when they, like, get to the crescendo, like, the horrible jiggling and gesturing.
Sometimes your imagination worries me.
Not too much, I hope. Like, you're not signing the paperwork to get me committed, are you?
No, but I might be drafting it.
You're making your own special paperwork. Oh, that's great.
Drew and I have a code word that Etsy. We say.
What's the code word? I want to know.
You don't get to know it.
Okay, fine. Hey, just think of it this way. This imagination that I got here might be the only thing keeping the show alive.
It's true.
Like, come on. There's life in here. Let's see. So, yeah, be on the lookout for the Nude Symphony. Netflix is putting out its Skinamax channel. Definitely happening. I guarantee that's going to happen in 10 years. They're going to get so big, they're just going to turn it into de facto TV. They're going to try and split it off into other channels, and you will be able to see titties whenever you want on the flick. It will happen.
Or there'll just be some sort of other streaming service that'll pop up specifically for that. Some sort of like, the hub, and it's just where you go because you have to have something that's innocuous sounding, and it's just a Pornhub streaming site or something like that.
That could be it.
I mean, they have the infrastructure to do so.
Yeah, no, I've heard tales of that. That, like, in the top 10 of companies that have, like, giant infrastructure in order to handle massive network traffic, like, Netflix is way up there. Disney just recently joined. And
they have the money to.
Yeah, and Pornhub is, like, definitely hovering around number, like, 5 or 6 or something like that.
Which is, to be fair, it's actually impressive given that they have a fairly niche, product that they're selling to people, and it's something that not a lot of people will pay for on top of that.
And they will find the people that will pay for it.
Oh,
somehow they do.
That guy whose computer you got, he would pay for it.
That guy who's... Oh, yeah, the discovery I made. Yeah, that was fun. Oh. Maybe. Didn't I tell you about that?
I think you might have.
Yeah, it was but... the the really old Mac Mini, and I found a guy's like PhD dissertation and his chat.
Printed it out twice accidentally.
Oh yeah, I did do that. Yeah, I don't know how the hell that happened though. It's because I'm pretty sure that printer got hacked by the Chinese.
That's funny.
Really?
But yeah, I think we were talking at one point. Actually, maybe. We talked about this on the past that.
Yeah.
In reality, that's probably could be one of the best services to create a YouTube alternative to break YouTube's monopoly on video sharing. I mean,
Pornhub could do it.
I think it would just have to have some sort of like rebranded, like a almost like a network thing of just Video Hub or something like that. It'd be easy rebranding and just partition some of their service towards just servicing that.
Yeah, they had a big opportunity right around like 2017 or 2018. They could have capitalized on all the people bitching about getting kicked off of YouTube and were like, well, I need to be on YouTube because of free speech. Like, they could have taken the money from all of those morons, and they would have made fucking bank, and they would have gotten normal people on there too, myself included.
I wonder if they're starting to, or they're waiting or biding their time, working on it, trying to make sure it's as good as a interface, basically trying to make sure it's tested and works really well ahead of time, because they don't want to have teething pains to turn people off and have them go back to YouTube.
That is an absolutely good point.
And they also could be trying to work with trying to get some big name stars or YouTube. I hate that term, but YouTube stars. But there are people out there that make millions of dollars doing YouTube shit. And to get one or two of them to come over to your platform could be a big boon. I mean, that's what Microsoft did with Mixer, trying to capitalize on some of that product stuff from Twitch.
What is Mixer? I don't even know what that is.
Microsoft's version of Twitch.
I never heard of that. That's fascinating. Is it recent?
It's within, I think, the last year or two. But they've gotten a couple of, like, I only know this from periphery of reading some of the new stuff, but apparently there was one, I think Ninja is his name. He was, like, one of the biggest Twitch streamers. He went over to it because they paid him, like, $2.1 million a year.
Ninja, please.
Yeah. $2.1 million to just stream yourself playing video games all day long and whatnot. That sounds like a rough gig.
Oh, hey, yeah, speaking of streaming shit and whatever, since the whole COVID thing started, have you had to use Zoom at all?
No, but actually, I think I know what you're talking about. I saw an article about it, too, but go ahead.
Ooh, their shit is so bad right now. Like, they found out today, let me see. So, most of the recent things that have been coming out about Zoom are, like, Are your chats encrypted? Well, no, not really. You know how it installs so easily on a Mac computer? Well, the reason it's doing that is because it's abusing user privileges and the way that install scripts work. And another thing they discovered today is they are lying about how they quote-unquote encrypt their video chat. They claim it's end-to-end encrypted, but that's not true. In order for something to be end-to-end encrypted, certificates have to be made to decrypt and encrypt the data. And the only way it could be end-to-end encrypted is if those certificates are created on the user's computer. And if that happens, nobody, not even Zoom, will be able to view the video stream. Well, the keys that they use to encrypt that stream, Zoom creates them.
Hmm.
So they could open up any video chat that they want to.
So it's like if the landlord gives you keys and says, oh yeah, nobody can get into your place except for them because they have the keys.
That's exactly what it is. Now imagine that that landlord has a copy of your key and he also gives that key to a very nice man from... a guy named Mark and also a guy named, what's the president of China? Because they have servers in China that generate these keys.
Oh, that's nice. Which, if it's a Chinese company, that means it's by default somewhat property of the state, which means the state now has access to all that too.
You're following my line of thought exactly. And it gets even worse. Not only are these keys made on Chinese servers, and if they're not made on the Chinese servers, they're eventually distributed to the Chinese servers.
They're probably stored on them.
They are definitely stored there. And the keys are also, they're substandard quality for the type of streaming that they're doing. They're about half of the entropy that you would want it to be. And even if you didn't manage to capture the key, which is trivial to do if you join a Zoom call, even if you don't have that key, you can still partially decrypt the video and audio streams. There'll be a slightly degraded quality, but because of the type of encryption they're using, you can still guess at about 75% of the data and put together a usable video stream. So Zoom is going to get sued to fucking hell after this is over.
We heard this thing, I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago too, that Zoom was selling users' data to like Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that just seems to be what you do when you get big enough as a technology company. You forget that you wanted to make something cool and you want to know how you can get the most money, and you always end up meeting Mark Zuckerberg in a back alley, and then you shake tentacles, and then he writes you a check, and then you live out the rest of your life in misery.
He just gives you a big old bag of Zuckerbucks and...
Ooh, Zuckerbucks.
Oh, God. I'm surprised they actually haven't tried doing something like that yet.
I imagine, okay, here's what a Zuckerbuck is. It's not actually, it's not a cryptocurrency or anything fancy. It's just like Shrootbucks in The Office, where you get one for being a good employee. And if you get like 50 Zuckerbucks, you get a paid, an extra hour of lunch. And 1,000 Zuckerbucks gets you a day off work and shit like that.
Yeah, and that's the only food that, it's the only thing that you can use in the work cafeteria, which is the only place you can eat, because you're not allowed to leave the campus to go take your lunch break, and you're not allowed to bring lunch from home, so.
Oh, that's fucking horrifying. Mark Drew's fucking words. Zuckerbucks are coming out in the next 2 years. You will see scans of them.
And the sad thing is, not to get super political, but this is just a thing with Facebook or all these tech companies, is the way that the laws are written is, as long as these companies give the data that they sold illegally to the government, they're exonerated. And they're like, it's okay.
God, it's fucking true. That's absolutely true. There has got to be a big data revolution there's got to be some sort of weird data ownership revolution that needs to happen in order to prevent this happening in the future. And I'd be happy to lead that charge.
Yeah, well, there's, I want to say there's a couple bills potentially to be voted on to actually ban encryption from private use.
Ooh.
To regulate encryption so that way only, government entities and whatnot are allowed to have it.
Oh, yeah, no, I did hear about one of those. Yes, the Earn It Act or something like that.
A couple of those catchy names, yeah.
And I'll throw that shit in a fire and never say yes to any of that.
Yeah.
Don't trust any of the people in the weird house. All right. Let's see. Sorry, I'm burping a lot at the very end, but that's okay because it's the end. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not going to want to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statements are around the internet.
Hi, Nana and EG. We love you.
Love you guys.
And to go a little G.I. Joe PSA moment, but I know everything is kind of scarier, different outside, and everybody's worried, but take this opportunity to improve yourself, to learn a new skill, whether that's crocheting, underwater basket weaving, read a new book that you haven't read before. Take the opportunity to try and grow as a person. That way, when all this is over, we grow as a society.
Yay, society! May it continue to live on, or will it? We will find out next week. Party on, everybody. We're gonna save you.